Station number H is the trendsetter, and since the 80s are the decade of paranoia, we'll tag along and bring you the most unique audience participation show of all time. Station number H presents Turn In Your Neighbor.
Hello, turn in your neighbor.
My neighbor, he just doesn't fit in. He watches public television. He even watches Mr. Rogers.
Yes, turn in your misfit neighbor on station number H and get immediate results.
Freeze, slime, station number H police. Assume the position, creep.
What position?
Well, how about this one?
Nah, I hate belly. Hey, here, try on this hockey goalie's mask.
But tight end, you ever play tight end?
Turn them in! Turn them all in! To station number H! Turn in your neighbor! Wednesday night, after Hello, I'm Joe's Oil Pressure Gauge! On station number H! This week, on the Station Number H Thursday night most expensive movie ever made, it's a tale of intrigue, horror, romance, and adventure as Station Number H presents the true inside drama of big-time show business on Z92, the movie! Starring Alan Alda as Sparks Blofeld.
Ed McMahon is Greg Gillespie.
Mary Tyler Moore was Yaya O'Toole.
Harry Reasoner will be Joe Blood.
Chuck Norris may be Kevin Kane.
Ava Gabor will have been Baby Cakes. Huzzah.
Jack Webb and Marlon Perkins have been Otis 12 and Diver Dan Doomy.
With Brooke Shields and Valerie Bertinelli as their affable assistants.
Dick Van Dyke better be Chuck Yates.
Nancy Reagan might be Bonnie Reed.
Gregory Peck would like to be Pat Stid.
Roy Rogers acts like Rick Setchell.
George Burns imitates Warren Wood.
Shirley MacLaine impersonates Sandy Palmer.
Christopher Reeves sounds like the Mouth.
And in a special cameo appearance, Dick Clark as himself.
With the Solid Gold Dancer.
Harry Carey as the frustrated, tormented job applicant.
Bob Hope as himself.
David Bowie as himself.
Jane Fonda as himself.
And Dom DeLuise as himself.
Z92, the movie, this Monday night, right after the Slim Whitman Boiled in Pine Sol Hour, only on station number 8. When a guy is fired by the CIA, there's only one kind of job that can make him happy. Undercover work. Station number H introduces a new action and adventure series Tuesday nights. Join station number H for Joe Dropkick, Undercover Waiter.
Hey, howdy, stranger.
Hi.
Didn't I see you at the Greyhound races?
No, sorry. No.
The ballet, then.
Get lost, huh?
Right. Okay. You want the steak teriyaki with Irish potatoes, a red pepper, and a pitcher of salt?
I do not. What are you talking about?
Then how'd you know the code? Take this, commie creep.
Joe Dropkick, Undercover Waiter, Sunday nights, right after Sister Mary Evangeline's Celebrity Strip Quiz on station number 8. Now that their career is in tatters, the Osmonds have nothing to do but sit around in bars and remember. And now you can remember, too. Station number H presents The Drunk Osmonds. Let's sing with you. They were your favorites, and they were their favorites, too. And now they're just forgotten memories from a dull period of American history. Relive that history Fridays with the Drunk Osmonds, right after the Sedated Cowsills, on station number 8. station Number H proudly presents the movie that ushered in a new age of terror. The film that introduced America to horror a step beyond Kathy Lee Crosby's psyche. Station Number H presents Thursday, after Candace Bergen bursts into flame, The Amityville Boredom. A New England home haunted by the mundane. The Amityville Boredom.
What's that? Anything going on upstairs?
Nope, nothing up here.
What, there's something terrible in the cellar or something?
I'll look. Down here, but cardboard boxes, some old bicycles.
Oh, never mind. I'll clean the carpet.
The Amityville Boredom, Wednesday, just before Anson Williams takes a bath in hot lard on station Number 8.
Station Number H brings you the wonders of the wild every Sunday afternoon with Mutual of Wahoo's Wild Who Tour.
Notice how the young humans migrate to the front of the stadium. Uh-oh. Some of them are being arrested. I think we've been spotted. Don't have enough tranquilizer darts. Anyway, that's not why we're here. Our quarry is the elusive lead singing beast. Oh, there's one now. Jerry's going to have to try to get him into the net. Uh-oh. Jerry's having trouble with the roadies. Well, that's the last we'll see of him.
Marlin and Jerry stalk the wild mod. Mutual of Wahoo's Wild Who Tour. Saturday morning on station Number H.
Is your teenager a nuisance? James Watt, the Secretary of the Interior, is also a noted youth counselor. Join Station Number H Saturday mornings for a new public service program, The Secretary of the Interior's Tips for Teens.
Hi, James Watt, Secretary of the Interior here. 16-year-old Debbie Plunk asks, my parents won't let me dye my hair. It's green now. I want to become brunette. What should I do? Well, Debbie, I think you should run away from home. Yellowstone National Park, for instance, will soon have openings for oil drill operators. And, of course, women such as yourself are welcome to apply for this exciting career opportunity. Or you could kill seals in a small...
The Secretary of the Interior's Tips for Teens, a new public service, Sundays on Station Number H.
With Thanksgiving just around the corner, you want something new and exciting for that big feast. Join Station Number H tonight as Chef Barbarossa shows you how to make this turkey day one that no one will soon forget.
Okay, now we're going to stuff the turkey. Looks nice, huh? See, you hold your legs together and you lift it up right here like this. Now, remember, in your approach, you cannot dribble. The turkey won't bounce. See, just take it in your hands, run up to the basket, dump, and stuff it. Good. Now, let's push the cranberries across the floor with our nose. You can't eat those things. You don't want to eat them. They're terrible.
Chef Barbarossa makes your holiday a special one tonight on Station Number 8. Station Number H has more excitement than even we thought possible. Like Saturday night, by day he sweeps the pier where the tuna boats dock. But by night, he's the superhero the criminals can't knock off. Join Station Number H for Numbskull.
Oh, okay, stick them up, you thugs.
Oh, yeah? Take this. Hey, just shot you right between the eyes.
I didn't feel no thing. So, okay. Book 'em. Well, bye, thugs. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Okay.
Numbskull. Dumb, yet resilient. And only on Station Number H.
It's Miller time. Here we go.
You've seen Dallas. You've tolerated Falcon Crest. You've chuckled through Dynasty. You've ignored Flamingo Road. Now, Station Number H presents a primetime soap opera that will make you sweat blood. Premiering Thursday as a three-hour made-for-TV movie, Station Number H presents... Omaha! With Andy Kaufman as Mayor Mike Boyle.
Meryl Streep as Joni Ballion.
Sting as Johnny Ray.
Earl Campbell as Al Vey.
John Ritter as Marlon Brando.
Tiny Tim as the young Gerald Ford.
Gary Coleman as Willis Reed.
Tom Snyder as Roger Catlin.
Madam as Ann Schott.
Larry Hagman as the Happy Chef.
Tom Selleck as Earl May.
And Representative Hal Dobb as himself.
Catch the drama, the romance, the intrigue with the high rollers who live in... Omaha, Thursday, on Station Number 8. Friday, on Station Number 8's Paranoid Theater. It's every mother's nightmare. It's every father's nameless dread. It's every uncle's pocket fisherman. Worse than Rosemary's Baby. More terrifying than The Exorcist. More gut-wrenching than the thought of another sequel to The Omen. Strap yourself to your chair Tuesday night as Station Number H presents Paranoid Theater, The Babies of Groucho Marx.
Where did this bird with the mustache come from, Ethel, with the word in its beak?
Say to Seagull Warden, relax, ma'am.
Who said that?
I'm merely defending your honor.
Oh, it's the baby!
Which is more than you've ever done.
Quick, call me a priest!
Okay, you're a priest. If I had a horse, I'd horse whip you. You got two of the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen. Well, one
is... Oh, my baby!
Paranoid Theater. The Babies of Groucho Marx. Sunday, right after the Loretta Swit in Bombay Jail Hour on Station Number H.
Attention, big city naturalists. It's time once again to return to the unnaturalist. Station Number H presents Tommy Floodbus, Urban Hunter.
Well, howdy, Urban Hunters. This here is the Urban Hunter, Tommy Floodbus. How you doing? Well, today we got some dangerous hunting in store for us. We're in search of the legendary lounge lizard. Let's step into the lounge off the street. Well, see, now you can't just blast these devils. These lounge lizards is tricky. So to get a real one, you got to trap him. So you can see here at the end of the bar. Excuse me, Jim. I've set up a Brazilian gazebo swing snare, and using for bait, I got a pitcher of margaritas there, a bottle of Perrier, a gold spoon on a chain, and a copy of Penthouse magazine, and... got one already. Now, blast the bouncer. And head for the parking lot. One more test to make sure you got a real lounge lizard.
Hey, man, easy on the shirt. It's silk, man.
Oh, that's it. He's genuine. Now we'll just carry him off to the biker bar and toss him in there. Boy, that's fun, you know, watch them little animals go to work on him.
Yes, capture the best of big city wildlife with Tommy Floodbus, Urban Hunter. Wednesdays on Station Number H. Attention, big city naturalists. It's time once again to return to the unnaturalist. Station Number H presents Tommy Floodbus, Urban Hunter.
Well, howdy, Urban Hunters. This here is the Urban Hunter, Tommy Floodbus. How you doing? Well, today we got some dangerous hunting in store for us. We're in search of the legendary lounge lizard. Let's step into the lounge off the street. Well, see, now you can't just blast these devils. These lounge lizards is tricky. So to get a real one, you got to trap him. So you can see here at the end of the bar. Excuse me, Jim. I've set up a Brazilian gazebo swing snare, and using for bait, I got a pitcher of margaritas there, a bottle of Perrier, a gold spoon on a chain, and a copy of Penthouse magazine, and... got one already. Now, blast the bouncer.
Oh! Bummer, he's got a gun!
And hit for the park. One more tip. Make sure you got... got a real lounge lizard, is it?
Hey, man, easy on the shirt. It's silk, man.
Oh, that's it. He's genuine. Now we'll just carry him off to the biker bar and toss him in there. Boy, that's fun. You know, watch them little animals go to work on him.
Yes, capture the best of big city wildlife with Tommy Floodbus, Urban Hunter. Wednesdays on station number 8.
This is magic.
This Sunday on station number 8, the tradition of in-depth news continues as Under Assistant Secretary of Housing Wayne Placebo joins Nestor Neat and Kippy on Meet the Press and Clowns.
So, Mr. Placebo, you say houses are important?
Yes, overcrowding is a problem, so high-rises will be built as well as floating tent cities for the poor in the Gulf of Mexico.
It'll be a magic kingdom! You can talk to the birdies! Whaddy-do!
We hadn't considered that option.
Meet the Press and Clowns on station number H, where the news comes tight.
A lone wolf hurls his baleful sonnet towards the moon. The wind, Moriah, wraps her amorphous tendrils about the Yukon peaks. Canadian tundra celebrates its moment of creation. As station number H brings you Life Among the Caribou.
Life Among the Caribou, Chapter 26. The herd reaches the Krajack River. Moses, the alpha male, speaks. Suddenly, Moses falls. The herd moves on.
Life Among the Caribou. Adventure after adventure with the herd versus inscrutable nature. Right after Monday night window cleaning. Tuesdays on station number 8.
First, Pinky Lee, then Mr. Rogers, then Sesame Street, and now, the ultimate in children's programming from station number H. It's Child Control. Child Control, the show that meets the needs of modern parents.
Child Control!
Okay, children, look at the screen, deep into the screen. The screen will hold you, the screen becomes you. Join the puppet, sit and watch, children. It is modern to watch, and you are modern, children. The now child, recline on the synthetic weave carpet. Kids, steer your way through puberty. Don't move, look at the screen, look at the screen. Blink, blink.
Electronic sedation for your progeny. The cathode ray babysitter, the glowing narcotic in the rec room. Child control from station number H. Every morning after Let the Bible Speak, but how do you mic a book? On station number H. Blink, children, blink. It's time for the station number 8 soap opera summary. Last week on The Guiding Whip,
Joe and Kitty had a falling out. Dr. Topper's houseboy was arrested, and Mike and Cindy's evening was ruined by Fidel Castro, who wouldn't leave.
So far, on the overcooked lasagna,
June and Matilda shaved their heads again, causing Bert to have a heart attack. Greg found out he's adopted, but doesn't know by whom. Barb is still depressed after she gave birth to a set of postcards from Rocky Mountain National Park.
Up to this point on The Terrible Storm,
Pleasant City was invaded by migrating cows, and Judge Lambert was shot by Linda, his jealous ex-wife's second lover's former daughter by a previous marriage. Dexter and Denise planned to get married until she was abducted by Guana, the cantaloupe boy from Escondido.
And now, you're up to date on the soaps on station number 8. Love that cantaloupe boy. This is the winter of our discontent, the time that tries men's souls. Station number H hopes to increase your growing feelings of hopelessness and despair as we present The Hour of Gloom with your host, the extremely downbeat Slappy Ennui.
Is it that time again? Another hour of gloom. I'm Slappy Ennui, and I got the blues in my shoes, folks. No entertainment tonight. In fact, the camera crews are depressed. The director needs shock treatment again. Why go on? Why try? What's the use? I think I'll give up. What do you say, folks? Okay. What are those sleeping pills?
Suffer through the Hour of Gloom, or else don't. The Hour of Gloom, Mondays after Cooking with Liver, followed by Cooking Without Heat. Make that 3 hours of gloom on station number H. Shows have never been so much fun. Join station number H for Things Are Not What They Seem. Big prizes and bigger surprises on Things Are Not What They Seem.
Well, hi, everybody. I'm Bill Neely, the laughable host of Things Are Not What They Seem, and Mrs. Massive Dingle of Sumatra, New Jersey. It's time for you to choose between the living room suite and the Onan 500 snowmobile.
I'll take the snowmobile.
Well, then, Mrs. Dingle, here are the keys. Go start it up.
Okay. Ah!
That wasn't a snowmobile. That was an industrial hydraulic press. Yeah, that's right. Over 8 tons of pressure per square inch, Mrs. Dingle. But I guess you know that by now. And don't feel too bad, because the living room suite was actually 16 upholstered Komodo dragons. And that's why we say... Things are not what they seem. That's right. Good night, everybody.
That's right. Things Are Not What They Seem. Wednesdays after the Florence Henderson Wendy O. Williams special on station number 8. Station number H now has a hospital drama, just like the other networks. Ours is better, though, so watch ours, not theirs. Tuesday nights at 10 a.m. on station number H, it's Really Trapper, John M.D.
Dr. Mo, Dr. Curly, Dr. Larry.
Hey, Trap, what are you doing?
Shh, I'm waiting for Mr. Klopp.
Mr. Klopp, that old guy that can't stop sneezing, the one that's got a stump, so we got to run more tests. That Mr. Klopp?
Yeah, see that plate of broccoli over there?
What's it doing in the middle of the hall?
Get down, here he comes.
Oh, look, the broccoli.
Oh, trapped him.
Really Trapper, John M.D., Sundays on station number 8. It's the Week of the King on station number H. Saturday is Elvis's birthday, and station number H celebrates with a week-long extravaganza.
Starting tonight with John Denver and the Muppets at Graceland.
Then tomorrow, Kathy Crosby and Tim Conway host the greatest parade of them all, the Tournament of Elvis Parade, live from Memphis.
On Friday, Nestor Neat chairs a panel discussion. Sam Donaldson, Hughes Rudd, and Shelley Fabre ponder, how much would Elvis have weighed by now?
Finally, on Saturday, the King's Nativity Day, station number H gives you 10 hours of special programming.
First, it's the cartoon classics, The Grinch Who Stole Elvis, and It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Then at noon, it's Penn State versus Tennessee in the first annual G.I. Blues Bowl.
And it all comes to a fitting conclusion as 108 genuine Elvis impersonators join forces in the Elvis Tabernacle Choir live from St. Peter's Square, followed by Viva Las Vegas at midnight.
All the Elvis fun on The Week of the King, station number 8. Station number H, in its ongoing commitment to have shows on Thursday, now proudly presents The Adventures of Mark. Mark, facing the world with vision and perspective unknown to his contemporaries.
If I go somewhere, I might get a flat tire, so I'll stay here.
Mark, always diving into new adventure.
I know. I'm going to stare at the wall all day today with my hands on my hips.
Dare to be home Thursday and watch The Adventures of Mark on station number 8.
I wear shoes but no socks.
It's the greatest entertainment special in the history of television, and it's on station number 8. One man's dream becomes a fun-filled reality as Gavin McLeod, Tanya Tucker, George Kennedy, Loretta Swit, Gary Coleman, and Anna Maria Alberghetti star in Demolition Squad of the Stars, the bulldozing of Disneyland.
Ready, stars?
Go, ready.
Bulldoze Disneyland.
Celebrities, cute, panic-stricken Disney characters, thousands of doomed tourists, and heavy machinery wreaking havoc and destruction. What more could a TV show offer? It's Demolition Squad of the Stars, the bulldozing of Disneyland on station number 8.
Here we go.
America's most beloved character returns to the small screen, and station number 8 has him. It's the end of the week laugh riot known as Muttonhead. Yes, his head turned into a full-grown sheep by an accident at the Bauer plant. He's now a dishwasher at a college cafeteria. So, knit your brow and plunge into the woolly world of Muttonhead.
You wanted to see me, Mr. Snard?
Muttonhead, I'm afraid I'm going to have to let you go. The faculty thinks you're a hideous monster. It's that sheep growing out of your shoulders.
I'm not a monster. I'm a muttonhead.
I know.
I'm not a monster. I'm a muttonhead.
I know.
The boy with a looky-here face, Muttonhead. Fridays at 7:22 Eastern, 6:15 Central, 11:19 Mountain, and preempted in the Pacific time zone, Muttonhead on station number 8.
If I didn't keep falling over because I'm so top-heavy, I'd give him what for.
I know,